Shvi'is, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Habayne Gadar Beino Vein Rishus HaRabim. If a person's building a fence between his Rishus and Rishus HaRabim, so he puts a fence right at the edge of his field, Mutter Lahamik Arasawa. So first he has to dig down to get underneath and create a foundation for the fence. So he digs down all the way Arasawa until the bedrock underneath the dirt of the ground. So he digs all the way down. So you'll even do this on Shemitah. You're not digging to plant. And the Rav says, and we're actually not afraid that you're going to change your mind and start to plant here. Why not? Because since you're right next to Rishus HaRabim, people don't usually plant their stuff right next to Rishus HaRabim. So we're not afraid that you're going to change your mind and plant. I'm not sure why none of the Mefarshim say that I've seen that there's no problem of Maris Ayin over here. Because these past few Mishnais have all been dealing with the issues of Maris Ayin. Why was not that the issue that was brought up? But the Rav says that we're not concerned that you're going to change your mind to plant. Whatever it is, one's allowed to do this. Ma Yaseba offers, but what should one do with the dirt? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains that if he's going to right away turn it aside, this dirt that he's digging up, he's going to put it in his own field. The dirt that he's putting in his own field, he's going to start using whether it's to plant or it's going to look like he's trying to be mezavel and fertilize his field. Since there's a lot of dirt going on and being piled up in his field, that's going to be another problem. So ma yasev ofer, what should he do? So the answer is, tsoivei b'shus harabim umesaknoi, div Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what you should do? You should pile it up into the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rav explains that first when the guy's digging, he's obviously not making perfect piles from the dirt. He's just digging out the area and the dirt's going to end up in Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, but spread out a little bit. But then what he does is he then takes all this spread out dirt that's near him in Rishus HaRabim and he piles it up on the side in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, on the sides of the Rishus HaRabim, right next to his Rishus. That's the Lashon of Umesaknoi, and he fixes it, meaning he creates this pile, this organized heap, to now get rid of it. And then the Rav says he then takes that heap and he gets rid of it and he throws it into the water or in the river. But according to Yeshua, you're definitely allowed to take this dirt and put it in Rishus HaRabim, even though it is a Rishus HaRabim, and keep it there. So now we see this is a new concern that's coming up here, with not really in regards to Shemitah, but in regards to creating a nuisance in Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yekiva Oimer, Kederch She'ein Mekalkulin Rishus HaRabim, Kach Lo Yisakenu. Rabbi Yekiva says, and this is the way the Tosfos Yontif learns this, that we don't need to tell us that to do what Rabbi Yeshua said is for sure usur. One is not allowed to create dirt and a heap of dirt in Rishus HaRabim to begin with. That's for sure usur. You're creating a nuisance in Rishus HaRabim, even if you know afterwards you're going to get rid of it. Because you're being mekalkel, even for a temporary time, one is not allowed to create a large inconvenience in Rishus HaRabim like this, even for a temporary time. So you can't create it. So for sure, not just not creating it, you're not allowed to do. But even if you weren't the one that created the dirt in Rishus HaRabim in the first place, you just found it there. Let's say guys found dirt in Rishus HaRabim, and it is scattered up. Don't even for a minute put it in an organized heap, in an organized fashion, to take it out and get rid of it. It's a big chiddush that if something's in Rishus HaRabim, whatever you do according to Bikiva, you're not allowed to keep it there at all. Just start getting rid of it. Start taking it right away. Don't then say, you know what? I have a better organized way to get rid of it. I'm going to first put it in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim in a beautiful, nice pile. I'm going to dial 311. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. According to Bikiva, you don't do anything. You just get rid of it. So that's what he says. Kederech She'ein Mekalkulin B'Rishus HaRabim. Just like we don't put it there afterwards, putting it in a heap to take it out. Kach Lo Yisakenu. You can't even fix it if somebody else put it there. Or you just found it like that. Don't do this kind of thing where you're putting it into a heap first. So what do you do? Maya Seba offers. So according to Bikiv, what do you do with the dirt? Tsoivroi besoich sadeu kederach mezablin. Make a heap in your own field. Just like people that are mezablin when they fertilize. Which, like we said, is three ashpatois. You make three heaps in your own field. So we allowed three heaps of zevel, of fertilizer in your own field. So Bikiv says, we're going to allow it with this dirt that you're digging up. Make three heaps. And the same, not just the fence, the same rule applies as the mission now ends. Same halach, if one digs a pit, or a shiach, which is a type of ditch, uma'ara, cave, they call it a vault. You can do the same thing. You just, all the dirt that you're digging, make into three heaps, three ashpatos, like we had earlier, in your own field. And the Rav says, halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.